Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Compost cookies. Well, at first thought, I think of compost for the garden, and I'm not sure compost cookies would make it to my list. But my friend Margaret Henderson was the one who introduced me to the idea and shared a recipe. And you know what? Moms and cookie bakers have been making compost cookies for years. They just didn't call them that. It's kind of like you use what you have to make all the added ingredients. And, of course, the recipe has some guidelines for amounts. But, you know, if you didn't have enough chocolate chip cookies, you filled in with raisins. Or if you didn't have enough butterscotch chips, you know, you filled in with the extra chocolate chips. And maybe you added some Rice Krispies or whatever to fill out the recipe because you ran out of or didn't have what the recipe called for. Yep, that's kind of what the compost means. You use up what you have and you mix it all together. Now, the addition to the recent compost cookie recipe is using some coffee grounds from Brewed Coffee. Now we're really into composting. Well, it's only 2 tablespoons in the whole recipe. Adds a little crunch and probably just a bit of coffee flavor. But with all the other things in there, I'm not sure if you didn't tell people, they'd be able to figure out what that was. So interesting way to put cookies together. Now, since I was a little curious about compost cookies and where that all started, of course, I did a little bit of searching. And they have been around for a while. Maybe since 2008 or 2010, so not a really long time in terms of actually calling them compost cookies. And they supposedly started with Christina Tosi, who is a chef that a lot of people know about. It's an unfamiliar name to me. And where did Christina start all this? Well, the gourmet site I went to said that Christina is the kind of head pastry chef at, the Momofuku restaurant, the Milk Bar, the Momofuku Milk Bar in New York City, and now scattered around various places in Canada and the United States. So, how did all of that happen? Well, let's go back to a bit about the Momofuku bars, restaurants. And this is with experience in various restaurants in New York City. Chef David Chang opened his first restaurant, Momofuku Noodle Bar. And that was influenced by his time spent working in ramen shops in Japan. And after about a year of trials, Noodle Bar took off as a success when the chefs began cooking what they felt like more adventuresome dishes with better ingredients. And again, high quality ingredients, no matter what the recipe. So growing, Noodle Bar eventually moved up the street and Momofuku Co. took over the space. So it started with that first noodle bar, and now they've grown to various kinds of bars or restaurants in various places. But David Chang was the opener of that first Momofuku bar. And by the way, I believe that interprets Momofuku into sweet peaches or something like that. So then along came Christina, and she actually was hired to do something different than making up compost cookies. So after graduating from the French Culinary Institute, Tosi worked the kitchens in various places, and her collaboration with David Chang actually did not begin in the kitchen. Her first assignment for Chang was pulling together a hazard analysis critical control point. Now, that will sound familiar to a lot of restaurant owners and food processors and so on, because it is a piece of paperwork and checking things out that's required by, for instance, almost food processors will need to have one of these hazard analysis critical control point criteria done. 1/2 cup white sugar, then 1/2 cup of butter, and a half a cup of other shortening. So that's the standard way to start, and we're going to mix, of course, all those the sugars and the butter together till they're light and fluffy. Then we're going to add a half a teaspoon of vanilla and one egg and some coffee grounds, 2 tablespoons of coffee grounds that had come from the brewed coffee. So these are not fresh coffee grounds. And mix that into the butter shortening sugar mix until it's all blended. Then you're going to add 2 cups of flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, a half a teaspoon of salt. Comment there. Even those people on low salt diets need to add a little salt because it makes all the other ingredients kind of stand out and be tasty. So 2 cups of flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Now, here's where the compost stuff starts past the coffee grounds. In this Betty Crocker recipe, it calls for 1.5 cups of slightly crushed potato chips, and 1.5 cups of Cocoa Puffs cereal, and then 30 round chewy caramels in milk chocolate. Those little things you buy in the package, the little round caramel chewy things in chocolate. And cut those into quarters. So the addition here is 1.5 cups of crushed potato chips, 1.5 cups of Cocoa Puffs, and 30 of these chewy caramels, and mix that all into the mixture. And of course, they're going to bake. Let them chill. Drop them onto the cookie sheets, and they're going to bake at 350 degrees for about 11 minutes. So, if you want another report on compost cookies, I'll report after a bit in terms of when I bring them to the KJN staff. Until next time, here is a thought about cookies. Baking cookies is comforting, and cookies are the sweetest little bit of comfort food. They are bite-sized and personal.